Well, guys, it is Friday. It's 1:30, which means it's time for What's on Tap. Yay! Hey, Rob, how you doing?
So good. It's Friday. We're back.
I know. Can you believe it? I mean, this week went by so quickly.
It did. Too fast.
It did. Which is always a good thing, because the weekend's always the best part anyway, right?
Exactly.
That's so good. And I see there's 3 cans in front of you today, so I'm super excited for that.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah, exactly, right? So what do you got for me? What's number one? Let's hear it.
Lots of variety today. The first one starts with a guest tap. So if you haven't been to our tap room, we have some additional guest taps and styles of beer that we don't make or beverages we don't make, like hard alcohol kombucha or, in this case, a cider.
Nice.
So today we have Golden State Cider Company. It's their Jamaica, which is a hibiscus cider.
Okay.
It's a dry cider. It drinks more like a champagne, not sweet.
Okay.
But you get a little bit of flavor and color from the Jamaica.
Okay.
Fantastic. And it's not a nice alternative for the non-beer drinker or gluten-free person that needs to have something that is not made with gluten.
Interesting. So, I'm curious to try this. I haven't had a flowery cider yet. Usually you have fruits, so I'm really curious what this is going to be like.
It's great, because you're the total perfect victim, you know. what is all this stuff that they're doing out there? And this actually is going to be a great refreshment for what's going on tomorrow.
Okay.
We're doing Bendin' Beer. It's back. It's our third session.
Nice.
That's yoga and beer for $15 if you RSVP in advance. $20 at the door, which gets you yoga with Aviva. She's a local yoga
instructor. Now, do you drink the beer before the yoga?
You can if you want to warm up.
I mean, I feel like that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, I know me, I'd be like, depending on which beer you have, too, from your tap room.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Everyone's tolerance is a little bit different in the morning, but if you're not looking for anything heavy and dark, this is a great option. Our kombucha or some of our lighter beers like our Second Reef Blonde, but wait till afterwards, let your coffee soak in for a minute, or your tea, whatever your libation is in the morning.
So true. So let's give this one a taste. Ready? Oh, yeah. That's the sound of Friday, guys. It really is. Ooh, it's pink. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. I know you said that it follows the color, but I wasn't expecting pink like this. It does. It's kind of got that pink look to it, like a champagne would.
Mm-hmm. And made with apples, and it's fermented dry again, so this is not going to be a sweet cider. You know, a lot of people do think that, Martinelli's cider is super sweet, and that's what they're going to get when they see cider on the wall or on the menu, but this is, quite not that.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I need to taste that again, because it is, you do feel the florals, but you do feel the fruit at the same time, which is nice.
There's the ripeness of the apples. They're definitely there, but there's some tartness to keep it dry.
There is tart. That's what I picked. So it's almost refreshing, but I feel like this could be dangerous because it does almost taste like an apple cider.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't know any better, this could put you on your butt after that yoga.
Right?
You might be doing child's pose for a little bit too long there.
I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, exactly. Which, sometimes people do that in yoga, so why not?
That's what it's for. It's relax. It's Saturday. You get to come down and clear your mind from the long, busy week you've had. Have a beverage or two, depending on what your plans are for the day. But find that balance, and this is one of those things that can help you find that calming sense of.
I definitely would pair this with yoga.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
This is definitely a good one.
It's good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good choice for especially something that you guys don't make, an outside brewery bring in. That's always, sometimes he can be iffy,
Yeah. And, there's a lot, our beer board, our wall.
Yeah.
Can be quite intimidating with so many selections. And now that people are doing sours, which I know is one of your favorites.
My favorite, yes.
Yes. We have also are introducing Dr. Hop's kombucha beer. That's a new product coming out of the Bay Area. And we are the only carrier right now in Southern California, actually in Laguna Beach area, I should say.
Okay.
They're going to be out tomorrow with the Yoga Bendin' beer providing samples. So they've got 4 different flavors for everyone to try and, try before you buy.
Yeah.
So once you get to try them, they'll be available there on bottle. You get to meet them, talk to them. Again, alternatives to the non-beer drinker, for the non-beer drinker. But I like them. They've got one that is called IPK, which is India Pale Kombucha.
Okay. Like an IPA.
And they've got another one that's just like a ginger mule. They call it Jackalope.
Okay.
It tastes like a Moscow mule.
Okay.
It's not going to be extremely acidic or tart like some kombuchas can be.
Yeah.
This one has a nice balance to it, and they've got a great product. Similar to the Boochcraft or Juneshine, if you've seen any of those before.
Yeah.
But again, another alternative.
Interesting.
That's tomorrow. Come check us out for yoga and beer and enjoy your day.
Definitely get yourself one of these ciders now. We got a number two there.
Yeah, this one, because it's Friday. This one's called Don't Be So Bitter.
I think we all need to go into the weekend with that in mind, right? Enjoy Friday. Don't get down, guys. Right. Here we go.
Don't be so bitter. That sound is don't be so bitter.
It's just me. I don't know how you can't put a smile on your face when you hear that sound. So tell me a little bit about this one. It's definitely darker than the first.
So this one is actually almost gone, and it's our beer of the week. We wanted to highlight it because it's such a great beer. It's only going to be $5 on tap in Laguna this week until it's gone. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. It's an English style, like a session beer. It's not extremely hoppy. It's not extremely high in alcohol. It is kind of that malty crimson color, and it's malt forward, not hoppy like an IPA can be. This one we had on Nitro, and it was really well liked and sold out pretty quickly. This is the last of the CO2, but again, it's Friday, so don't be so bitter. Enjoy this beer.
I really like this one. I feel like I could see this as a beer batter. It's a good like beer batter.
100%.
Yeah. This is great. Honestly, it's light. As much as it is a dark beer, usually I feel like dark beers are usually heavier. This one feels light to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as heavy. Like, you could really enjoy a few of these.
Sure. Food friendly, like you mentioned. Yeah. It could be on the beer batter, like fish and chips, or you can have it with a burger, and you know, they just have that light-bodied feel to it. Not overpowering. It's not going to kill your meal you're eating.
Yeah, no.
And that's why we call it Don't Be So Bitter. It's meant to be enjoyed.
Yeah. And people shouldn't be bitter. It's Friday.
Happens to all of us.
Right? I know it does. But so I know you got more going on this weekend.
Gosh, yes, we do.
You have a busy weekend coming up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's pretty exciting. I mean, 'tis the season. It's summer.
Exactly.
The weather's good. We've been waiting for this weather, right?
Yeah, we definitely have.
So we've been participating in some events this summer. One of them is starting tonight. It is the Brew Hee-Haw at the Orange County Fair. So the fair's back in town.
Nice.
And this is a 3-session event that we're participating in.
Okay.
Friday night is 1 session, then Saturday is 2 sessions. We'll be pouring some great beers, some of our newest beers, which we're about to taste here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We're also participating at the Rancho Night Market, which is out in Ladera Ranch.
Okay.
And that is the farmer's market taken to level 10. It's got live music and killer produce that's out there right now. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be pouring our beers out there.
Like the perfect farmer's market.
Yes. Get to cruise around with a beer, you know, sample some peaches, you know, they're in season.
That sounds
whatever.
Perfect. Why not?
The way to do the farmer's market.
Exactly. And there's music.
Who do we have to talk to do this in our town?
We should do this in our town. That would be epic.
Well, we are only about a quarter mile, so you can walk right down to us. But so that's going on tomorrow night. And then also, Friday night. RSM City Concerts is Sunday. That's going to be a concert in the park.
Okay.
On Sunday. That's in Rancho Santa Margarita. And Yachty by Nature is playing out there. So if you're listening, go check us out there. Try one of our new beers. And that's what's coming up next here.
Okay. And I know this one's brand new, right?
Yes. This one was just packaged. So it's just on tap. And it's fantastic. This one we call Shake Well.
Okay. Where's that one coming from?
It throws reference to that orange juice or pineapple juice where the contents have settled down to the bottom and it looks a little bit clear. This was a hazy style IPA, but brewed clear.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I like that. Kind of little fun. Play there. Yeah, fun.
And a little bit juicy in style. So that's all Brendan, our brewer's naming. Got to give him all credit for that one. He pushed hard for it, and this one is all
for
him.
Wow, it is really clear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen a beer this clear before.
Yeah.
It's almost...
For the IPAs.
Right? Because IPA, you would not expect this.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. I don't even think I've seen any of your beers this light.
Some of like the Blonde Ale, some of those lighter
But not as late as this, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I think they're still darker, which that would throw me. When I expect to get an IPA, I would expect something dark and heavy and thick. And then you get this and you're like, did you pour me the right thing? Yes, they did.
Which beer is this?
Which beer?
Smell test.
They definitely did, because you can feel those hops right up front as soon as you taste it. That's good. I like that.
And a little bit more of the citrusy, fruity hops than you get from the piney, floral ones.
So but it is light too, which is nice. It's light on the palate instead of being so heavy.
Right. And I agree. Thanks. That one is absolutely one that we're stoked on right now. That this one, we've got a range now on the board. We've got a hazy IPA. Mm-hmm. We've got a true West Coast with our flagship Thousand Steps IPA. Now this one is a seasonal limited release. So we've kind of spread the gamut. We've got the range for you.
Yeah.
This is a fun one.
And I think this one would be a great one for people who don't normally drink IPAs to test with. Mm-hmm. Because it's not so...
The gateway IPA?
Yeah, it's not so up in your face like some of them are.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's got a full flavor. It's definitely... And I'm not an IPA drinker. You know this. So to me, I could drink this. Really could.
So kind.
Yeah. But all your stuff's really good.
Thank you.
I don't think I've had one I haven't liked, to be honest.
If you could see me blushing now, everybody. I can't take the credit, though. This is Brendan. Brendan and Christian and Phil out in our brewery in Rancho Santa Margarita. Magicians out there. They're extremely fanatical when it comes to cleanliness and strict when it comes to making sure that things are improper and All the steps are followed from just, basics.
Yeah.
Makes clean beer.
And it shows, because like I said, your products are amazing. Every single one I've had is so good. And I'm learning so much about beer, which is so fun too at the same time. Yay, knowledge.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not like we're getting the same thing each and every time. And I feel like every time you go there, you always have something new.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So for non-beer heads out there, how long does it take you to do a new beer?
So depending on the style, there's an ale and a lager.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two types of beers mainly. And ale being a top fermenter and lager being a bottom fermenter. Lagers take longer.
Okay.
Those can take up to 2 months.
Okay. So you're planning way ahead.
Yes. Which that's why we don't have very many lagers, because of the demand for all our wonderful listeners out there that are making us brew twice a day in many cases. But the ales can be turned around quicker. So some of the lighter beers that aren't hopped as much, those can be turned around in a month or less.
Okay.
If you're adding fruit, it takes a little bit longer, or any other adjuncts. If you're adding a ton of hops, those can take a little bit longer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I would range about 5 weeks from start to finish.
Okay.
Would be our average right now.
Wow. That's actually a pretty quick turnaround time in my mind. Like, I feel like it would take a lot longer than that, but in reality, it doesn't. But it's worth it. It's worth the wait.
It is. Some exciting ones coming too for you.
Ooh, I'm excited.
This one I cannot wait for is our Canyon Road Red Ale.
Okay.
We've chosen to add in coffee from High Tide Coffee Company in San Clemente. And so that one is being infused right now. It'll be out next week.
Nice.
And that's going to go on the nitro pour. So if you've seen a Guinness before with that real thick head, small bubbles, that's coming out next week.
Okay.
The Canyon Road with coffee. We also have our Orange Crush, the cream ale, coming back. I know you love that one.
I love that one.
Yeah. Very excited. So that one, those two will be out in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's going to be on CO2 and the nitrogen form.
Mm-hmm.
We're on our last keg of the old batch, and the new batch is coming up right now. So there might be a small window, depending on how quick you all drink it out there. Super excited about those coming back out.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thanks for coming in, Rob.
Thanks for having us.
Make sure to stop by, see Laguna Beach Beer Company, say hey to Rob, grab yourself a Don't Be So Bitter, because I gotta say, that's my favorite out of the three for today.
Yes.
Definitely. So I see why that sells out pretty quick. So get it before it is gone. And thank you for coming by today.
Thanks for having us. Cheers to the weekend, everybody.
Have a great weekend, guys.